السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is the father of mankind, Sayyiduna Adam عليه السلام. Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah, the greatest and true creator of all, who informs us in his noble book that he is the one who produces us from a single soul. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, adoration and worship except Allah, the uniquely one having no competing second in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader, our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah and is his sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. He is the one who informed us that all of humanity are the children of Adam, and Adam was created from Turab, from the earth. O Allah, send your salutations, peace and blessings upon our Prophet Muhammad and upon all of his family and companions and upon whomsoever follows them in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, dutiful servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to a heartfelt consciousness or taqwa of Allah. For verily He, the most gloriously transcendent, states, Ya Bani Adam, imma ya'tiyannakum rusulun minkum. إما يأتينكم رسل منكم يقصون عليكم آياتي فمن اتقى وأصلح فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. O children of Adam, if there come to you messengers from amongst yourselves, relating to you my verses and signs, then whomsoever fears Allah and reforms themselves, there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve. Ayyuhan nas, O mankind. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us of the momentous event and occasion when He created Sayyidina Adam, and He does this by stating in the Quran the following verse. إِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّن طِينٍ فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِن رُّوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. So mention when your Lord said to the angels, Indeed, I'm going to create a human being from clay. So when I have proportioned him and breathed into him of my created soul, then fall down to him in prostration. In this amazing verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us of the manner in which He informed the angels about the event of the creation of mankind. This was the first man or primordial man, who we know as Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, who was created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that moment, after saying, once the soul has been breathed into it, He commanded the angels to prostrate to him. This is an indication of the great honor that Sayyidina Adam had. But beyond that, the narrations say that when Sayyidina Adam had his soul or spirit breathed into him, he sneezed. And after this, he sought permission from Allah to praise him. And so we find that the narrations say that the first thing that Sayyidina Adam uttered after having life was the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first thing that he received after that was the response he got, which was, May the mercy of Allah, the rahmah of Allah be upon you, Ya Adam. And so the first thing he received was being enveloped in rahmah. Then he was commanded, in a hadith Qudsi that says, he was commanded by Allah to go and spread this salam or peace amongst the angels. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him to go to those angels in an assembly, a gathering by which they were sitting, and to say unto them, As-salamu alaykum, peace unto you. And upon this they responded by saying, Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. He said, and they responded by saying unto him, And upon you be the salam and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So look at this first interaction that he has, which is to spread peace and this partaking of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the hadith Qudsi goes on to say that he returned back to his Lord and he was told, this will be your greeting and this will be the greeting of your children that come after you. So let us reflect upon this. What an amazing thing that the very first thing that Sayyidina Adam is instructed to do is to spread peace. Not just a tahniyah, not just a words, but as the ulama say, lisanul hal ablaghu min lisanul maqal, through the reality of his state. And this, by the way, is also the greeting that we've been given to spread, which means we have been told to spread peace. And this is obviously an imperative, a command, because this was in the greeting itself. And this is what is borne by the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Inna salam ismun min asma'illahi ta'ala. Wada'u Allahu fil ard fa'afshu salam baynakum." He said, "As-salam, the name all peace, is one of the names of Allah which Allah has placed in the earth. Therefore, spread peace amongst yourselves." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is letting us know that how dear to Him that this name, or how dear to Him spreading peace is, because His own name, from amongst His names, is As-Salam, the one of peace. And peace is also the means by which we attain love. And ultimately peace is the means by which we attain Jannah. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "La tadkhuluna al-jannata hatta tu'minu." You will never enter paradise until you truly believe. "Wala tu'minu hatta tahabbu." And you will never truly believe until you love one another. "Awala adullukum ala shay'in idha fa'altumuhu tahabbabtum." He said, "Should I not guide you onto something that if you were to do, you would come to love one another?" "Afshu salam baynakum." Spread love, or spread peace amongst one another. So subhanAllah, look at this hadith, that the way to attain love amongst us is to spread peace. And the way to attain, and love is being made then as the true standard of faith. And that true faith then becomes the means by which we enter Jannah. So peace ultimately is the way by which we enter Jannah. And this, what is the way of Jannah? Dar as-Salam. It's the way of peace ultimately, that abode of peace. So peace in this life is what bequeaths and begets peace in that alam al-abadiyya, in that abode of eternity. And it is for this noble, lofty purpose of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wama khalaqtu al-jinn wal-ins illa liya'budun." I did not create mankind and jinn except to worship Allah. But from that secondary purpose that comes from that worship is spreading this rahmah and spreading this peace. Why? Because of the entrusting knowledge that Sayyidina Adam has been given, and an indication of this knowledge of why he's been made this esteemed, you know, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, khalifatun fil ardi, vicegerent in this earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has karramna bani Adam, Allah has ennobled bani Adam. Why is this? Because one of the indications is what he's been taught, and that primordial knowledge. And what is that knowledge? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa'allama Adam al-asma'a kullaha, ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we taught Adam the names, all of them, and then he showed them to the angels, i.e. this knowledge, and they said, Allah informed the angels, Allah said to them, "Anbi'uni, inform me of the names of these if you are truthful." Right? بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And then the angels respond, "Subhanallah, لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا. The angels respond by saying, "Glorified be you, there is no knowledge for us except that which you teach us." And so this was an indication of their inability to comprehend, but also the tamayyuz and the fadila of Sayyidina Adam, the rank that he had, that he was taught this knowledge. And the ulama have a difference of opinion of what this knowledge is, but all of the understandings go back to what? That this is a type of knowledge that is bequeathing the ma'rifah, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of His creation. And it is a knowledge that ennobles Bani Adam and is the means by which, what, an indication that it is through knowledge that we have taraqqi, through knowledge that we rise in our ranks, through knowledge that we can enable civilizations and imara and cultivate this earth, and it's through knowledge that we come to be established. And the Quran goes on to say how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created from Sayyidina Adam his zawj, his partner, Sayyidatuna Hawa, Eve, as we know her in English, may she be blessed and in peace. Why, he says, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا لِيَسْكُنَ إِلَيْهَا, in order that he may find peace in her. And this itself is another indication of how everything in creation exists in pairs, and including us as humanity, there is a type of fitra, an aspect of our fitra, our primordial state, which inclines to this, because there is a realization and there is a kind of sakina in that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says how he informed both Sayyidina Adam and his wife, Zawjuka, he informed them that they should be in Jannah, وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا, and he informed them they can eat therefrom in ease and abundance from wheresoever they will. But then the Amr came, وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ, but do not the two of you approach this tree, lest you be from those who are the wrongdoers. So this tree becomes a test for them. This tree becomes a way of testing their is sidq, their azm, their determination upon the ta'a of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as ever, there is a test, there is a tempter. And so Iblis or Shaytan comes and he beautifies this tree for Sayyidina Adam, because bear in mind, all the other trees and their fruits were made permissible for Sayyidina Adam except this tree. And what he says to them, he says, وَقَالَ مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ مَلِكَيْنَ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. And he said, your Lord did not forbid you this tree except that you become angels or become of those who are khalideen, those who are immortal. And then he swore by Allah to them and he said, indeed, I am to you amongst the nasiheen, sincere advisers. Now the ulama say, look at how he tempted it for them. He tempted it for them by saying what? By saying, if you eat from this, you will be from the angels. And what is the sifa? What is the na'at, the attribute of the angels? It's that they're constantly in the devotion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so he tempted them by that which they were already inclined to, which was to worship Allah. They didn't want anything other than that. But you see, what is muqaddam, what is given preference in ubudiyah, is iltizamul awamir, to hold firm and to hold firm to the commands of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them not to go near to the tree, but they didn't willfully disobey Allah. It was only because of the moment when they were told this, then they forgot, as the Quran says, وَلَقَدْ أَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمٍ مِّن قَبْلٍ فَنَسِيَا وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we took this promise from Sayyidina Adam from before, but he forgot, and we do not find in him this azma. One of the great scholars of Islam, Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri from the Tabi'in, narrates, he says, wallahi, I swear by Allah, Adam did not sin and he did not actively disobey Allah except by the way of nisyan, by the way of forgetfulness. And this is important for us to understand, because the anbiya, we do not say that they sin. We say that they may forget, because if we attribute to them an active disobedience of Allah, then this is an attributing to their person a type of shortcoming that would cause into question their being the anbiya and the rusul, because they hold the revelation. So their persons are pure. They have what we know as isma. They have infallibility. They cannot in and of themselves disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except through this occasion when they forget. So that's not an active disobedience, right? But the way, what do we learn from this story? We learn from this story the way of Sayyidina Adam, which was to make tawbah. He had nadam, he had regret for what he did. And he straight away turned through i'tiraf to returning towards Allah, him and his wife. And they said, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. He said, O our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. And if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, we will surely be amongst those who lose. And the ulama say, look at this, that through this immediate forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. Why? Because the Quran says, ثُمَّ اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. It says, then his Lord him and turned to him forgiveness and guided him. And so this so-called forgetfulness became the means of ijtiba, became the means by which he was chosen and became the means of his guidance. And so it's not, the goal is not that we be perfect. The goal is that we never sin. But the goal is that we constantly turn back to Allah. Because it may be that a sin becomes a means by which we turn back to Allah with such sincerity. That's why the ulama say, make your tawbah your zad. Right? Make your tawbah that your nourishment. And make your tawbah the means by which you travel towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it might be that through somebody does something wrong, but they repent to Allah, and that causes them guidance and they become strong thereafter. And one of the aspects of true repentance is that we don't wish to return back to that sin ever again. And so this is a choice. Either you take the way of when you sin, you don't repent and you turn, you say, Bima aghwaytani, as the one who is rajim, the one who is cast out said, he said, you led me astray. Or you take the way of Sayyidina Adam, which was, Rabbana dhalamna anfusana. Oh Allah, we've wronged ourselves. And if you do not forgive us, watarhamna, and don't show mercy on us, lanakunanna min al-khasin, we will be from the wrongdoers. And so what is the ibrah from this? The ibrah from this is, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمْ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. That all of Bani Adam, all of humanity makes mistakes, but the best of you who makes mistakes are those who turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so there are many other ibra, many other admonitions and wisdoms we can gain from the story of Sayyidina Adam. Amongst them is just this unity, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَلَا إِنَّ رَبُّكُمْ وَاحِدْ وَإِنَّ أَبَاكُمْ وَاحِدْ. Is not your father one? Is not your Lord one? Ala la fadla li arabiyyin ala ajamiyyin. No rank, no preference of an Arab over an non-Arab. Wala li ajamiyyin ala arabi, and not of a non-Arab over an Arab. Wala ahmar ala aswad, not for a fair over the dark. Wala aswad ala ahmar, and not for a dark over the fair. Illa bittaqwa, except by realizing this God consciousness. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to do this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to realize what is it that Allah meant when He said, wala qad karamna bani Adam. We've honored Bani Adam. May he allow us to arrive at this karam that is within us. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Innama bu'ithu li utammim makarim al-akhlaq." Indeed, I was sent to perfect what it means to have the best of nobility of characters. And the Quran says, "Wa innaka ala khuluqin azim, khuluqin azim." You are on the greatest of characters. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to draw wisdom from the life of Sayyidina Adam, and to draw wisdom from the life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all the Anbiya ajma'im, all the prophets. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with devotion and piety towards Him, and piety towards who He's ordered us to show devotion and piety towards. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.